breathing in fish flies. And I think I even had one go up my nose, and my kids laughed to death. But, you know, after that weekend, I told her on the way back, I said, you know, I think that God's calling me to be a pastor. And she said, I know. You see, we shared that the same series of divine appointments that other people had ministered to us through. And some 3 years later, I became a pastor. So divine appointments. Are you looking for divine appointments? I have to ask you. Are you looking for times when God will place someone in your path? You know, it's our responsibility to do so. Listen to what Peter says about sharing faith. He says this, "And if someone asks you about your Christian hope, always be ready to explain it. Do this in a gentle and respectful way." How many of you know that not all Christians tell about their faith in a gentle and respectful way? Huh? Matter of fact, they can be pretty judgmental, can't we? We. It's like they got a big Bible and they're going to thump you with it, right? And tell you everything you do wrong. Well, how about telling people what they do right? How many of you know that before you know Jesus Christ, you're not sure what is right and what's wrong? It takes that push and to know Jesus that you can actually say, you know? I can say it of myself. I think I'm a pretty good Joe. Anybody named Joe out there? Good, I'm off the hook. I used to think I was a pretty good Joe. But I got to tell you, when I became a Christian, I realized that I wasn't. That there was a lot of things wrong in my life. So we're all called to share the gospel. We're all shared to share our faith. And it's called the Great Commission. In Matthew 28, Jesus tells his disciples just before he's taken up to heaven this. He says, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." So he says we're supposed to go out and make disciples, and that's simply sharing our faith. You know, there was this girl and a young lady, probably 15 years old, in our church in Emily City. She was the pastor's daughter, and she shared her, she invited one person to church that was in her band class. And this person invited her brothers and sisters. She had five brothers and sisters to youth group. Well, youth group at that point was only about four people. Well, when you add six people to that, it made nine. Well, those brothers and sisters invited their friends, and their friends invited their friends. Before you know it, there was 90 people in youth ministry in Emily City. There was kids from all the churches around and kids that never been to church before, and families got saved. Not only kids, but families. Because one person invited another person to church. You never know who you're going to invite. You know, I can imagine as Philip was walking out in the desert and heard the Holy Spirit, he comes running up to the chariot, and then he's walking alongside probably a pretty slow clip, because I would imagine that the suspension and chariots weren't like the modern trucks we have today. And even they kind of bump around, don't they? Well, the eunuch says, "You know, I'm reading this passage from Isaiah, and I don't understand what they're saying. Can you tell me?" You see, I believe that's our responsibility as Christians to explain the Word of God to people. That's what Philip did. And then the man understood. He says, "How can I understand unless someone teaches me?" And that's part of our job. What we learn, we share. And we share with others until they learn. Then they share. It's all about relationships. You know, Christianity isn't just a bunch of rules. It's about a living relationship with Jesus Christ. How many of you know that it's easy to obey when you love someone? Well, you know, kids when they're parents, they obey, well, not all the time. Sometimes there's that fear of the parents, right? But, you know, for the most part, it's easier to obey someone you love than it is the rules. Well, as the story goes, Philip converted the eunuch,